Hello everyone, thank you for joining us for another Stonecast podcast session. I am Omar, the team lead content creator from Stonefly, and helping me out with this session is Qais Nuri, our digital marketer. Stonecast is the podcast about enterprise level data storage, backup and disaster recovery, and all things related to data management. We talk about the challenges and solutions pertaining to enterprise customers and enterprise users. This session is going to be all about data migration. Stonefly just recently introduced Stonefly Migrate, a blockchain-powered data migration SaaS that enables enterprise users to migrate NAS, iSCSI, and hyperconverged workloads to offsite servers or cloud-based data storage repositories. Discussing the data migration tool with us is our special guest, Mo Tamasavit, CEO and founder of Stonefly. Pleased to have you with us, Mo.
Yes, hello.
Mo has been actively involved with the product and development launch, and despite his busy schedule, he decided to spare a few minutes. So let's get right to it. So, Mo, let's talk about the important factors associated with enterprise data migration. When we think about data migration, what are the most important factors in the context of data migration?
Yes. See, these days, you know, since we have you know, different data storage and different, you know, places that we store our data, being in a cloud, being on-prem, on different appliances. And so data migration becomes very important that we are moving the data between different appliances or tiers of storage. And there's a couple of things that becomes important when you do data migrations. There's a lot of moving parts in that area that you have to be very careful. The most important part, of course, is data integrity. So you want to make sure that what you actually move, it gets to the other side and is the same data, same metadata and everything else. So nothing has changed. So that integrity alongside of ability to prove that it's actually is the same data is great. So, you know, the capability of creating, you know, every, you know, the block or file that you move, be able to prove that and have a chain of custody becomes very important for, you know, a number of reasons. One simple reason is that you want that to be 100% your data, and then you have audit trail capability for compliance. So if you have the, some of the compliance in mind, you know, that becomes a necessary, you know, feature to have. And then, you know, other things that comes to play is, you know, the performance. You know, you don't want to take months and months of things to, you know, to move the data. And you know, you want it to be in hours and days, you know, not weeks and months. And so parallelism becomes important, that be able to have you know, proxies that run as a data movers and be able to move the data in a parallel fashion. So you might have multiple instances of data movers that helps you to do that. And in parallel, they can synchronize and move the data for you.
Just to summarize, three things. One is the integrity. The other is a verifiable, auditable chain of custody. And, of course, the speed. It has to be fast enough so that it doesn't take months.
Other things might be just, you know, adding some more things to this is that, you know, of course, ability to interface with different interfaces, like you have be able to have SMBs or SIF interfaces, so be able to support different protocols and be able to access different storage paradigms and be able to you know, get things from NAS, which is one of the largest population of them in the storage area, and be able to move from one NAS level to another NAS, from one technology to another technology, especially more popular one like ISALONS or the NetApp, which people have been purchasing for some time, and be able to move to other tiers of storage, being in the cloud or being to another NAS products or things like that. And so those are very important factors.
So when we talk about the data types that are supported by Stonefly Migrate specifically, what can enterprise users move when it comes to data? Like, can they move structured data? Can they move unstructured data or SQL databases?
Right. So when you talk about the structured data, so maybe basically there are databases, right? So yes, you can use, you can move more structured type of data, which one of them is going to be, or most of them is going to be databases. But at the same time, you are able to do the unstructured data, such as NAS filers and things like that, which has, there is no structure to them, with their files, videos, and things like that, and be able to do that as well. And, moreover, there are two methodology to this. One is, be able to, there's a static data that you want to move, and there's some of them, workload are running and production data, which you have to move in as a non-intrusive as possible, means it doesn't impact your production. So while the production running, you should be able to migrate those things. And, so that's very important to some customers. So there's different, what I called a different requirement for my data migration as far as business requirement. And so you have to pay attention to those. And, of course, there's a lot of people, they are moving virtual machines for physical appliances to, virtual machines, or from physical or virtual to the cloud. So those are also workload that, we call it data migration. And then, so we take care of those as well. Or cloud to cloud, you might want to move from one cloud to another cloud, or back from cloud to the on-prem. And those are, again, could be in a structure or non-structure, or some workloads as like such as the full virtual machines, things like that. So these are some of the stuff we support.
Okay. So besides offering the ability to migrate NAS, iSCSI, and virtualized workloads, you have paid special attention to the security features of Stonefly Migrate. So what kind of data services and features does Stonefly Migrate use to make sure that the entire migration process is secure and compliant to industry regulations like FedRAMP, HIPAA, HITRES, and others?
Okay, so first of all, you have to to have some level of assurance that the data, when it moves from one place to another one, is the same data. So things like MD file generation for every file that you are moving, and be able to compare the MD file hash on the other side, is very important. Ability to generate journals that basically you can export and be able to compare before and after, and make sure that these files are the same. I mean, there got to be a ability to auditable reports, be able to present to customers or the auditors. Then a secure way of transferring data, which is we do it over the secure encrypted and VPNs, being from the on-prem to the cloud, but at the same time, any kind of capability that on-prem, we need for that particular security, we establish those secure connections and be able to move it on appliances. So these are some of the precautions that we have, and make sure those are actually exercised. And if you have any kind of, blockchain capability that, you want to include in the data migration, also those are, we can incorporate a full, you know, chain, blockchain capability. So make sure that you actually, you know, there is almost, you know, a high degree of insurance behind this data migration.
Okay, so when we talk about the deployment models, or what kind of migration paradigms or tiers can Stonefly Migrate support? For example, different public clouds, different storage tiers. So what of them does Stonefly Migrate support?
Yeah, we can start with the block mode storage, so the SAN and iSCSI storage. Then we go to a NAS. Ability to connect to different NAS through the APIs, get their configurations, and move them through SMB or the NFS capability as far as the protocols. And on the other side, connect to any kind of, you know, either physical or virtual or, you know, cloud storage and, you know, being the NAS storage, being SAN storage, being object storage such as S3 or blob storage from Azure. And these are could be anything, as I said, on-prem targets or cloud targets. S3 could be on-prem or cloud target. We do have, you know, these, you know, doesn't matter what kind of storage target you want, NAS, iSCSI, SAN, Fibre Channel, or you know, you have object storage, S3 or blob, you know, being anywhere on-prem or, you know, part of the cloud. So we can do all those migrations. So any-to-any practically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's really nice that they can migrate to almost all storage tiers and all types of storage available in the mm-hmm. market.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much for the in-depth answers, Mo. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
And also, one of the things I want to mention is that beside the, you know, ability to the migrate just the data, there's other things that you might want to do to have some more efficiency. And some customer will do that. It's like a dedupable thing. So for transferring data to, you know, other places, we might be able to, you know, do dedupe, reduce the data, and that would be speed up the transfer rates for some customers, you know. And so it depends on the customer what they want. So there are other what we call data services available to either protect or optimize and the data and then, you know, create, you know, the type of workflow they want. And so, like, from anywhere from a snapshot, replication, dedupe, encryption, tiering, and all those are available within the appliance. So not only you can do migration, but actually you can create some data services alongside of it, which fits your requirement for data migration. And that would we will be able to help the customer with these features and implementation of that and provide the professional services from A to Z for the customer.
Stonefly is going to offer them a hassle-free A to Z migration service, right?
Yeah, hassle-free, yeah, sure.
That includes almost everything that they need for their migration, either it's data services, it's the security, it's the integrity, or what it's compliance, so they... We offer them everything that's needed for the service.
Yeah, the Stonefly can provide all that. So, yeah, they all need to contact us and, no matter it's a few terabytes to, you know, petabytes of system. So, and also we do have appliances that physical appliances can that we can deploy to on-site or different data center for cloud. And these on-site appliances, they are they're actually mobile targets for people, so they can actually get it from anywhere from 20 terabyte to petabyte systems, which what we provide as a target storage, and those are NAS, iSCSI, Fibre Channel target, or it's going to be S3 target, and then they can actually move the data on it and then ship it to any other data center or on-prem or cloud or whatever. They are trying to move it so we can move it in the volume fashion. If the transport layer they have, which is the internet or connection to the cloud or connection to a remote data center or something else, it's basically distance, so they can actually use the appliance for, you know, data migration seeding basically, and those are we also provide.
Okay, so bulk volume, if they want to move it, we have options for that too. They
can
terabyte scale in far less time, and so they can have the SaaS, they can have the appliances as targets, and they have lots of options if they look at data migration. So to get exactly what they need, we can offer them tailor-made solutions to their exact requirements so that they can be compliant, they can move data as they want and leverage it the way their business needs it too. That's it for this session. Thank you for the detailed answers,
Mo,
and the tips. They're very useful. So for the audience, Stonefly is now generally available. You can purchase Stonefly Migrate data migration tools directly from Stonefly website. Just go to www.stonefly.com/migrate. You can schedule a demo with our tech experts. They're available 24/7, and they will answer your questions. They will guide you through the process. They will suggest you solutions that will fit your use case. For more information, we encourage you to contact us. And if you have any questions about this particular solution or data migration, we encourage you to post them in the comment section. So that's it for this Stonecast podcast session. Thank you for joining us. Until next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.